Hello, and welcome to another AppleVis podcast.
Hey, AppleVisers, it's username T-Dog here with a demonstration of a new audio game called Mind Racer. This is developed by 2MB Solutions. You can go to 2mb.solutions, or there's an entry on the AppleVis forum where you can go to learn more. You can download the demo, which gives you a taste of the game. You get two levels where you can explore, and that's the version I currently have on my Mac. And there is a full game where you can unlock more levels for $5. And it's available for Mac, Windows, and Linux. Basically, this game is, the premise of it is you're in a cart. It's going down a tunnel out of control, and there are pits that you could fall into and stalactites that you could get impaled on. So you have to jump the pits and duck the stalactites, all with the sound cues of the game. So I'm going to open up now on my Mac. Applications.
Mail application. Mind Racer application.
Mind Racer.
Open Mind Racer.
Use
Mind Racer
your arrow keys to navigate the menu and enter to select play game.
Okay, so now at this point, it's its own. It's not voiceover. It's its own implementation using Apple speech, using the system speech. But I'm going to turn voiceover off now to be safe, to avoid any potential conflicts.
Voiceover off.
And I'm going to mute the system. That way, the music won't drown out my voice. So I'm going to go through the menu now. And then when I start to play the game, I will act and then pause the game to give further instruction as to what I'm doing. So I'm going to unmute the system now and go through the menu. So I'm going to use the arrow keys to navigate.
View instructions.
So
play game.
Play game at the top of the menu, then down.
View instructions.
View instructions.
Learn game sounds.
Learn game sounds.
View high time scores.
View high time scores, which is your personal record of how long it took you to complete the game, go through the tunnel.
View high point scores.
Point scores. Your personal records of how many points you earn by jumping pits, ducking stalactites, and collecting coins, which I'll discuss as the game goes.
View credits.
View credits, which is royalties and copyright and all that.
Exit game.
And then exit game when you're done. So I'm going to go to play game now.
Play game.
And press enter. And you can hear the thing tunneling down. And there are sounds that indicate, and I'll describe it. Oh, there's some bells. Okay, so I just paused the game by pressing enter. Now you heard those bells there. That indicates coins. In addition to the main object of the game, which is to survive down the tunnel without falling into pits or getting hit by stalactites, you can collect coins. And to collect coins, you jump, which is the same motion you would to jump pits, by pressing the up arrow. And you do that when you hear the bells. What's important is if occasionally you can get two cues at once, sounds of coins and a pit. And you do the same motion for that. You jump the same way, and you jump the pit, and you collect the coins. But you got to be very careful if you hear the coins in addition to sounds of water dripping, as we may soon hear in the game, because that indicates a stalactite. In that case, you do not want to jump to collect those coins, because it is more important to survive. So in that case, to duck, you press and hold the down arrow until the sound subsides, and then you can let go. So I'm going to resume the game now by pressing enter. Hit, and I just jumped on holding down the down arrow to duck a stalactite. and you hear the jump, the little ascending pitch, and then the land. That means you've landed successfully and safely. Oh, here's another one. Jump, up arrow. Dripping water, holding down the down arrow to duck. Oh, here's some coins. Jump up arrow. Hear the sound collecting them. Jump in a pit. Dugging a stalactite. Jump in the pit. Dugging a stalactite. Get some coins.
To review the statistics of your game. Did you enjoy the demo of Mine Racer? Please visit 2mb.solutions to purchase a copy.
Now that sound indicates death by pit, meaning I've fallen into a pit. So you can review the statistics of the game by pressing the down arrow.
Congratulations, you made it to position 1 on the time scoreboard and position 5 on the point scoreboard.
Not the best.
Your total time was 3 minutes and 41 seconds. You scored 58,516 points. You jumped 5 pits. You ducked 5 stalactites. You collected 18 coins. Your adventure ended at the bottom of a pit. Copy score to clipboard. Back to main menu.
And then you go to the back to main menu and press enter.
Use your arrow keys to navigate the menu and enter to select play game.
And now at this point, I'm going to try to get through the whole game without falling into any pits or getting impaled by stalactites. So I'm pressing enter now. It's more challenging than it sounds, especially when talking while doing it. It takes concentration. Here's some coins. Jumping. Into pit. There are coins, jumping. Collecting more coins, jump in the pit. Dripping water, stalactite, ducking. Jump into pit. Ducking the stalactite. Came up quickly. Jump in the pit. That came very quickly. After the stalactite. Got some coins. Jumping to collect them. Ducking the stalactite. Got some coins.
Game over. Use your arrow keys to review the statistics of your game. Did you enjoy the demo of Mine Racer? Please visit 2mb.solutions to purchase a copy.
So that is the complete game. Takes about, give or take, 2 or 3 minutes, depending on how fast you go through and how many pits you jump or stalactites you duck. So use the down arrow to review the statistics.
Congratulations! You made it to position 6 on the time scoreboard and position 5 on the point scoreboard. Your total time was 2 minutes and 33 seconds. You scored 67,149 points.
And the point numbers, I don't know exactly the algorithm or how they're added up, but you'll will notice that if you are feeling particularly adventurous or daring, you can wait to jump pits or duck stalactites to the last second, and in which case you'll get a bonus. It'll announce a bonus, and you'll get an extra 10,000 points. We didn't get any of that in this game, but that gives an advantage. So it looks like I got 67,000 somehow just from playing.
You jumped 6 pits.
6 pits.
You ducked 5 stalactites.
5 stalactites.
You collected 35 coins.
35 coins.
Copy score to clipboard.
Copy score or...
Back to main menu.
Back to main menu.
Use your arrow keys to navigate the menu and enter to select play game.
And I'll never see up arrow now to exit.
Exit game.
The music fades. I'm presumably back in the Finder. I'll turn voiceover back on.
Voiceover on Finder.
All right, so that completes this demonstration. I hope you enjoyed it. Like I said at the beginning, you can go to 2mb.solutions to learn more, or go on AppleVis. See you later. Peace.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.